bank checks, for example, the bags that we give to them are the only ones we'll accept.
So you're saying that no other bags will be allowed in the Marathon site?
Right, no outside or foreign bags would be allowed in the bag check area. We are working right now toward the potential of having bomb dogs available to do scans of the area. And then we're also looking at potentially increasing our enforcement presence. There's a couple of areas. We have a law enforcement meeting tomorrow that will kind of finalize most of that stuff.
In terms of the meeting with law enforcement, what are you hoping to get out of that meeting?
Well, basically, the biggest thing is to finalize our plans. As emergency services coordinator, I'm a retired police sergeant from Champaign. So the strong working relationships are there, and we're just going to evaluate what's going on in Boston, what we know from Boston, and then make determinations as to what we anticipate needing here.
Now, in terms of the course itself, given that it is a large public course, there has to be a lot of vulnerability in that.
Yeah, but you also take into account the fact that most of these types of situations would occur where crowds gather, okay? They're not going to put it out in a remote area of a course simply because there's not going to be the level of impact that something like that would have. So even like with Boston, it was at the starting or the finish line. I mean, that's a very logical place to put something like that to cause the massive amount of casualties that they had. So in our case, you know, we finish inside Memorial Stadium. So it's a landmark for our community and for the University of Illinois. That would be a likely area, so we're going to beef up and do what we have to do to make sure that that area is covered.
In terms of the actual level of security, I mean, do you anticipate that there is going to be some kind of a threat to the Illinois Marathon? It doesn't seem like it's on the same kind of public level, say, as the Boston Marathon.
Clearly it's not. I mean, obviously the premier aspect of the Boston Marathon is there. But I think we would not be doing our community a service if we didn't pay attention to what happened. And our goal is to help our participants and community feel comfortable. Anytime you have a situation like this come up, you know, it obviously creates a level of concern in the community. And we're just going to try to address that.
Have you heard from runners since the events yesterday?
I personally have not. Now, I have heard from citizens who are saying, hey, in light of yesterday, I'd like to volunteer. So it's interesting the response we're getting in our community of people who say, not because they want to be where the action is so much, but they want to be a part of an event that they feel is important.
Have you been given more resources to provide for security for the marathon?
We're working on that now. I anticipate that at least Champaign will be saying, yes, we're going to up the resources.
Have you heard from anyone who feels skittish about participating in this marathon as a result of yesterday's events?
I personally have not. I think Jan has had one or two calls, but again, it's the nature of the beast. Some people are going to react that way.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Great. Not a problem. Thank you.